I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Federal Communications Commission had a busy day yesterday. It issued two rules and an opinion on various issues involving the Internet. And joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, let's talk first about what the FCC said about TiVo. TiVo is the digital video recorder that many people use to record programs on their television, and it's famous, of course, for being allowing you to skip through the commercials on playback.
Right.
Now the FCC says people can also copy those shows and send them over the Internet. Is that it?
Yes, they can, but only with a select few family and friends. It's called TiVo To Go, and it's a product from the TiVo people that lets their subscribers download the programs that they record off their TVs, download them onto their computers. Then they can send those digitized TV shows and movies and sporting events and all manner of other programming to a group of people that they've designated in their TiVo account.
Wow. Now, this sounds, of course, very similar to the concept of downloading music from the Internet and sending that around. There must have been opposition in Hollywood to this sort of scattershot approach.
Absolutely. That is a safe assumption. Hollywood was not happy at all about this. Groups from the Motion Picture Association to the National Football League opposed this idea for the same reasons as all this, the controversy surrounding the music downloading debate. Now, of course, people who use videotape machines, you know, they can also tape TV shows and share those with friends. So the question is, why not let it happen with these digital recorders as well? But digital content is so much easier and faster to share. And once you put it out there, there's a huge opportunity for hundreds of millions of people to look at it. And that's one of the arguments against this idea of a circle of people that you can share it with. How on earth are they going to police who you're sending it to?
Speaking of policing, the FCC also said yesterday it's backing calls by law enforcement to be allowed to tap the Internet phone lines. That's new.
Yes, this actually involves a relatively new technology called Voice Over Internet Protocol. It lets you make phone calls over the Internet. And the law enforcement community was saying, look, we should be allowed to wiretap those lines just like we can do with cell phones and landline telephones, of course, under the same rules. The FCC has now taken the first step towards saying, yeah, this probably should happen. But this issue is far from resolved at this point. And phone companies, by the way, have complained that this could be prohibitively expensive.
Another issue here, I hate to hear these two words together, spam and cell phones.
Yeah. You know, last year Congress passed that big anti-spam law, and part of that was that it made it illegal for marketers to send messages to your cell phone unless you gave them permission to do so, text messaging and that sort of thing. There were some calls for a do not spam list, like the do not call list that we already have, but there were fears there that that would actually provide more email addresses to spammers who are notoriously hard to catch. So instead, the FCC is going to give marketers a list of domain names used by cell phone companies. The marketers can check against those to make sure that they're not sending text messages to people who don't want them. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into smog testing for cows.
Okay. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and about business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.